podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Welcome back, Emily Ann.
Thank you.
She was away on vacation. And what's beautiful about your vacation is that we have spent the last couple of years poking fun at the state of Florida. I should have, instead of Commerce City, I should have made it a Florida
joke, jokes.
Probably.
Yeah.
We do it all the time. And what happens? Her dad ups and moves to, of all places, Florida.
Yeah.
And so Emily was down there for a week, basking in the sun and the sweat and the big bugs.
And I'm covered. In, what do you think I'm wearing? Pants today.
Y'all bumpy?
Big, big, gnarly buggers.
Yeah.
And what I discovered that in Florida, you do a lot of drinking on boats. However, they disguise it by calling it other things, like a pirate cruise, basically just drinking on a boat. Fishing, basically just drinking on a boat. A nature tour, basically just drinking on a boat. So I did all of those things.
Mm-hmm. You sent us a video. Were you on a boat?
That was at the that was the pirate tour.
Okay, we were trying to figure that out.
And we had a freaking blast because when in Rome, you know, you got to get into it. All the, you know, they're telling dirty jokes. Everyone's dressed up. You're dancing. You're drinking some sort of pineapple-y, coconutty rum cocktail. It was fantastic. I told Jeremy this story already on Saturday. We rented a boat to go out and go fishing, just essentially drinking in the sun. And we got out into this big bay and gentleman caller threw the anchor over. And after about 45 minutes, we're like, yeah, there's no good fish here. Let's move on. And he picked the only area in the Gulf of Florida where there must have been a rock garden or something. And our anchor got completely stuck.
You were lodged in the rocks.
We were trying to go forward to try to get it out. We were trying to go backwards to gun it. We were going like side to side over 40 minutes. Poor Adam has blisters all over his hands. And eventually we were just like, there's nothing we can do.
Cut the rope.
So dad just took a knife to it. He barely touched it and ping, and it just flew off into the water. $250 later, we lost our anchor.
Oh, that's booze money.
Yeah,
oh.
That's the first thing that I said.
Yeah, that's money. How far down was, could somebody have dived down?
No, because we were in like the middle of this big area. And God, what are the freaking chances that we picked this one place that it sucked it right up? And then what else? We
tourists.
Oh, God.
Litterers.
Damn tourists.
They have no problem just really taking it to the streets with those tourists, those, you know, the drinks and the appetizers. You're paying $18 for coconut shrimp and God. But the thing flying home, it was the worst flight home. And here's why. Two rows back, there was a guy who I swear to God, I think he had SARS because he had the wettest, phlegmiest, loudest cough of any other human that I've heard of. He should have been in an incubator. And then the row directly right behind me, I got to sit in front of an adorable gift of a child, probably about 3 years old, who had restless leg syndrome and kept freaking kicking me. And I think he just learned his ABCs because that is the only song he sang. And then the guy right in front of me, he was eating like Thanksgiving dinner. It was like the smelliest, like three-part meal during this four-hour flight. Where just the aroma of meat just kept wafting back to me.
Your favorite.
And I wanted to, I was just sitting there with this look of fury.
Isn't it funny the number of people that you can encounter on a flight that can essentially wreck your flight?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know all those people are like, oh my God, there's this chatty redhead over there that just will not shut up.
Right. There's that.
Oh God, I was so furious. But I did bring something back for you guys.
You did?
Jeremy, you always say that I fart dream catchers and sunshine.
Yes, you do.
And so.
What'd you bring them?
One of the days we went to Sanibel Island, which was beautiful. And it's actually like world renowned. It's known for all their different seashells. And remember when I went to Ireland and I brought you guys back gratitude rocks?
Yes. Still have mine on my
Irish
desk.
Gratitude rocks. I now brought you gratitude seashells.
All right.
So just keep it out on your desk. Kay. Whenever you see it. I want you to just say a grateful. Say one thing that you're thankful for and just put it out into the universe and then good things will come to you from these gratitude seashells.
All right. Hey, do I have to rub it or?
If you wish. Okay. Well, I brought a few so you can choose.
I don't know
the
procedure for.
I do my gratefuls every morning when I'm driving to work. So I'm going to keep my gratitude shell in my car.
Perfect.
There you go.
And look, they're cool looking. They're manly. I got a manly looking one for you. You know, this is nice dark colors.
Can you
colors.
Hear the ocean if you hold it up to your ear?
Why don't you try, princess, and see what happens?
The ABCs?
Why don't you go?
You can hear the sound of an anchor rope being cut.
Losing $200 at the bar on the beach just because it's Sunday. Just cause.
That's why we got free souvenirs here. She found the free stuff to bring back.
I ran out of money.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.